Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Raina Armenta.
Hi, Armenta. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming by speaking to you, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And were you or someone you know diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, the popular weed killer spray?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that. That was you personally?
Yes, it was me personally.
Okay. Do you know by chance what subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with? There's roughly 60 different types.
It was a B-cell lymphoma.
Was that diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
It's diffused large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. All right, before we go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, I'm willing to affirm that's true.
Okay, thank you. All right, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, this is the only one.
Unfortunately, the only one that'll ever happen. Yeah. You are an adult over age 18, so you can file a claim for yourself for compensation for damages.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes. Okay. I'm 43 years old.
Okay. Yes, you're an adult. You can file a claim for yourself. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
And then, could you give me the approximate date or exact date of your diagnosis when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was November 25th, 2021.
Very good memory. November 25th, 2021?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the day you got that bad news. All right. And then when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on that day, were you over the age of 18 but under the age of 80?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And so this is a living case. It's a recent case. How did you use Roundup? Did you use it in a home setting or a work setting?
My residential. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you, what was the address of your residence where you used the product?
It was,
take your time.
115 Glendora Street, Stockton, California. Sorry.
It's
115.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Glendora, do you know, want me to spell it for you?
No, I got Glendora.
Okay, street, Stockton, California, 95209.
Okay. I found, did you say it was Glendora Street?
Glendora, it might be Ave.
Yeah, because I found the 115 Glendora Avenue, Stockton, California, 95207.
Okay, 207. I knew it's on the north side, so I don't know. I didn't remember if it was 209 or 207.
It's okay.
But I knew it wasn't 209. You know what I mean. Never mind. Go ahead.
Don't worry. I got it. I understand. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, so you used it at a residential setting at 115 Glendora Avenue, Stockton, California, 95207. This next question has to do with referrals. Is there any other person that you know that used Roundup and was also diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, as far as I know, I'm the only one who got affected by it. My children didn't get affected by it.
I'm sorry. But I want you to know you're not alone. Many people have used Roundup, and many people were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma afterwards.
Right. I know. That's why I found it was from social media.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Because I used to use it a lot because I had garden and stuff. So.
We'll get to that in just a moment. All right, so you were able to confirm you were, at the time of diagnosis, you were between the ages of 18 and 79. If the law firm asked for a copy of your birth certificate, would you be able to provide a copy to the firm?
Yes, I would.
Okay. This next question is going to ask if you can estimate the number of years you've used Roundup. The number of years you used Roundup approximately.
Yeah, it's 11.
11 years? Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 11-year period?
I used it like maybe twice, three times a week. So.
Okay. Oh, more than 10 days in a year then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then am I speaking to you on a smartphone or a landline?
Yeah, on my mobile. I don't have a landline.
Okay. And just in case, if our call gets disconnected, what is the phone number that you can be reached at?
It's 350.
217-817-8136. Okay, perfect.
Yep,
okay. And just wanted to confirm. All right. And then I'm assuming you're a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. All right, now I'm going to ask you some questions about what illnesses you may have had in the past. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No, I have never had none of them.
Okay, very good. Have you had an organ transplant in the past?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you required chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay, that's right. And then is there any history of cancer in your family?
I don't think so. I'm not, no. I'm pretty sure no. Just like diabetes and heart failure and stuff runs in my family.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that too. All right, and now I can ask for your information. Can you spell your first name for me?
It's R-A-I-N-A.
Okay, Raina, R-A-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
And your middle initial?
It's L.
Okay, and your last name?
A-R-M as in Michael, E-N as in Nancy, T-A.
Okay, Armenga?
Armenta.
Armenta, oh, I'm sorry. It's spelled A as in Apple. R as in Roger, M as in Mike, E as in Edward, N as in November, T as in Tom, A as in Apple?
Correct.
Okay, very good. And I'm assuming there's no suffix to your name, junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, I'm actually a junior. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you are? No, okay.
No, you thought you are.
No suffix.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Yeah, no, no suffix.
Good. Thank you. And then, Raina, your gender is female, correct?
Correct.
And may I ask your marital status, please?
I'm single.
Single, all right. And then the law firm, if you meet the criteria, I'll be having you sign towards the end of our call the authorization to represent you legally, as well as our authorization to release medical records, because the law firm is going to request medical records to confirm the diagnosis. But I will need your social security number to go on that medical records release form. What is your social, please?
It's 522-359116.
Did you say 9116?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to repeat it from the beginning just to make sure I have it correct. 522-359116?
Yes.
Perfect. Your date of birth, please?
11-12-1980.
Okay. That's November 12th, 1980?
Correct.
Okay. And I think you mentioned, you already answered this question. I think you said that you learned that you may have developed Roundup from, you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup through a social media advertisement?
Yeah, on Facebook.
And how long ago was that, Mask?
This was a while ago. I wanted to say it's been a while. It's probably like over 6 months ago. I seen it and then somebody else was talking about it and I was like, what? Because there's a lot of BS going on in social media. You can't really know what's true and what's not.
That's right. So we'll estimate that it was about 6 months from today's date. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that'd be May 7th of 2024?
Yeah, sounds about right. I mean, I can't give you the exact date. I just knew it was a while ago.
I understand. Most people can't, but we'll just use that date as an approximate date, 6 months ago from today's date. And then now I'll ask your height and your weight, please.
I think I'm still 5'3". I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I might be shrinking since I'm getting older. But I was last time I checked, I was 5'3", and I weighed 165 pounds.
165?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I did mention to you that we would be signing forms today. Any forms you sign, I'll send you a copy to your email address, so I would need your email address.
Okay, it's Raina Lena at iCloud.com.
Okay. It's your first name, R-A-I-N-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my middle name, L-E-N-A.
L-E-N-A, okay.
At iCloud.com.
Got it. Let me repeat it. Make sure that I have it correct. I have your first name, Raina, R-A-I-N-A. Then your middle name, Lena, L-E-N-A. And it's at iCloud.com.
Correct.
Okay. And we've already established this phone number is your cell phone. And so the best number, best way to you can be reached would be by phone?
Yes, it would be this number.
Okay. So after I complete this interview and you do sign forms today with me, that's the authorization for medical records and then authorization for legal representation. The the law firm, there is one final step. The law firm does want to speak to you to confirm that you did use Roundup and that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's called a case verification call. Only takes a few minutes because it's just going to be verifying a few bullet points. When is the best time that you can be reached for this call? Would that be morning or afternoon?
It would be, is it going to be today or like right after I get off the phone with you? Because I only took time to like do this call. So I only said like, I'd be like busy for like an hour.
They generally will do the verification within 24 to 48 hours. However, there are some instances where it can take up to 5 to 10 days, and that's because of a heavy caseload.
Okay, let's do in the afternoon, like late, anytime before 5.
Yeah, before
in the
5.
Afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make a note of that. Thank you. Let me make a note. Verify case before 5 p.m.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Local time. All right. I just made a note of that. Okay. Carrying on to the next question. All right. Now, I'm going to be asking questions about your usage of Roundup. Can you estimate the number of times you use Roundup within a year? What's your best guess for the number of times you use Roundup in a year?
I think you asked me that. It was 11. How many times? So I use it around like twice a week, two to three times a week.
Okay.
So like a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Twice a week for 2 or 3 weeks in a month.
Yeah.
Four, maybe six. So we'll say maybe 5 times within a month.
Yeah.
Okay, and then maybe
that.
And then 5 times 12 months in the year. That's roughly about 60 times in a year.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, do you think that's right?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you did indicate that you used it for approximately 11 years. Now I'll be asking for the approximate start date and your approximate end date, when you started using Roundup and when you stopped using Roundup. So can we start with the approximate start date?
It was the approximate or a roundabout. So, May of 2010.
Okay.
From November to 2021.
Okay. And so I see. I said May 1st, 2010, and then I'll say, I'll use your diagnosis date as the day that you stop using Roundup. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That would probably be legit.
As a matter of fact, what was the reason for usage of Roundup? Was that because of your diagnosis?
Because I started getting symptoms, like I was getting sick.
Okay.
Every time I would use it, I would get sick. So I just figured I'd go to the doctor and figure out what was going on with me because I was throwing up and stuff a lot. Every time I would just like throw up and I would like my skin would burn and I would have like stomach problems. So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I didn't know
so
what was going on.
What I did is I notated for the firm that you stopped using it because you started getting sick from usage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then I think you answered this question already. When was it applied? I think since you used it weekly, but we have monthly, yearly, and seasonally, so I'll select monthly. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do it monthly.
All right. And then how was it applied? Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
I put the backpack on my back and I sprayed it.
Okay. So you used the backpack sprayer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was a backpack and a hand sprayer combination?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that you had to.
It's okay. And I know you mentioned you use it at home, in a home setting. Where did you apply it at home?
And around my, in my yard.
Okay, front and
all
backyard?
My yard,
or
around my house, yeah. Just around my whole house.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm just typing up notes. I'm sorry.
I thought the phone hung up.
Sorry for being silent. One moment. Applied Roundup around the home yard. And how big of an area do you think it was applied?
I don't know. I'm not too good at measuring. And my backyard was pretty big. And my front yard was pretty big, too, because it was like my house went deep into my front yard. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can't really estimate. It's pretty big, though.
What's that?
It was pretty big. I don't know if I can estimate it. I'm not good at
Well, think of like a 6 foot person, a person 6 feet tall. Like, could you try to estimate the number of feet that way? Like, how many 6 feet
we'll
persons?
We'll probably say it's like a little over 800 feet. The backyard probably, yeah.
Would you
and
say
then the front yard probably be like 5 or 6?
Okay, so maybe like 1,300 square feet combined.
Yeah, the backyard and the front yard, yeah. Probably a little bit more, but yeah.
Okay. I'll say 1,300 to 1,400 square feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Applied Roundup around the home yard, covering an area approximately 1,300 to 1,400 square feet. Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. And then I think you already answered this question, which is what state did you use the product in? That would have been California. And then I believe I have the answer to the next question is you were exposed to the product in a residential setting. And it was exposed from direct use, meaning you personally used the Roundup, sprayed it, and you were present during its application 100% of the time. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Directly, yes. 100% of the time. And then this next question is going to ask how many times, how many exposures to Roundup do you think you had in your lifetime? During those 11 years altogether, how much do you think you used Roundup?
Let me see. We estimated, what, 60 to 61 times?
Yeah, about
so
60 times per year.
I would go about that. I'd go off that.
So 60 times 11 years. That's about 660 times. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. 660 times. All right. Do you live near a water well or get your water from a well?
No. At the time, no, I didn't. I still don't, but yeah, no, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide or a chemical like benzene or Agent Orange?
No. I don't know what that is.
All right. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or premix?
It was the concentrate.
Okay. And then do you recall when you purchased Roundup and where it was purchased?
Let me see. When did I buy it? I don't know. You want the exact date. I know I bought it at Home Depot.
Okay. That's very common response. You're unsure when you purchased it, but you likely purchased it from the Home Depot?
Yeah, I did purchase it from the Home Depot. I know that, but I'm like, I don't know exactly what's the date
do you
I purchased
have any,
it.
It's okay. And do you have any proof of purchase, like in the form of maybe store receipts or credit card receipts or any photographic or videographic evidence?
No.
That's all right.
I know. It was a paper receipt, and that's long gone.
No, that's
fine. Yeah.
And then, Raina, do you have any bottle of Roundup at home or in the garage, anywhere near you?
No.
Okay. And then now I'm going to be asking questions about yourself. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, including surgery?
No, I haven't.
That's good.
I wasn't working at the time when I was diagnosed. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the military?
No, I have not.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
In what?
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, I have
Okay.
not.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, I have not.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I've been convicted of a, it was a misdemeanor, but it wasn't no felony or anything.
And could you
It
just
was just a,
maybe explain what it was?
it was having a loaded firearm in my vehicle, but it wasn't mine, so I think that's why it was a misdemeanor.
Okay.
I basically just had to take the rap for it because nobody else would. But yeah, that
Oh.
was about it. Yeah.
And how long ago was that? How many years can you guess?
That was in June. That was June 13th, 2012.
Okay. Okay, so
The
I
most
put.
embarrassing day of my life.
Oh, I know. It's okay. We all make mistakes at some point. Bad time,
Yeah.
bad place. So it was misdemeanor possession of a firearm. Didn't even belong to you, but that was in June of 2012.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then now I'll be asking questions about medical. And that's going to be like, who's the doctor that diagnosed you and who's the doctor that treated you? Where was it located?
Okay.
Where were you treated? So we'll start with the doctor that treated you. Do you remember the name of the doctor that rendered diagnosed you with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It's Dr. Annette Chen.
Annette. Is that Annette?
Correct.
Okay. And Chen, you said? Chen?
Yes.
And was that diagnosis made in a hospital setting or was it in a clinical setting? Clinic.
It was a hospital. It was a Kaiser Permanente in Walnut Creek, the Medical Center Radiology. Do
Okay.
you want the address?
No, let me see if I can find it first from the internet, okay? I do
Okay, go
see a
for it.
Dr. Annette Chen, MD, oncology specialist, and wow, she graduated from Harvard Medical. Wow, amazing. And then let's see here. Is that the right doctor? Dr. Annette Chen, oncology?
Yes, that's
Okay.
her. The one in
And
Walnut Creek.
yeah, and let me see.
Yeah.
So Kaiser Walnut Creek. Would that be the location on Main Street?
Yep, the
Okay.
1425.
Yes, okay, very good. Now, this Dr. Chen, was she also responsible for your treatment as well? She diagnosed you, but did she also treat you too?
Yes, she did.
And was it all at the same location, Kaiser in Walnut Creek?
Yeah, it was all at the same location.
Okay, give me one moment here. It's going to be a little, might be silent for a minute or two. That's because I'm typing in this information, okay?
That's fine. Take
So
your
the law
time.
law firm needs to request medical records. Bear with me
Okay.
here. And that was at 425 South Main Street, Walnut Creek, California, 94596. It's asking for the phone number to that number, to that location. I
So
found
the
it. I
it
got it.
I have the phone number.
Is it 925-295-4000?
Yep.
That's what I
No,
have
it's nine
here.
two five. No, it's 295-4040. That's the
Oh,
doctor's
okay.
number.
Okay,
Yeah.
925 295
Four zero
4040.
four
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
That's what I got. 295-4040. That's area code 925. All right. Let me copy and paste this. Bear with me here.
You're fine.
Okay, and then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively, both physical health, emotional well-being?
I'm cured since December of 2023, but yeah, at the time, yeah, it was like mostly negative.
Okay.
Yeah, I was sick, so I couldn't really do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impact on physical health. Did it affect your emotional well-being?
Yes, my mental, yeah, all that,
Yeah.
yeah.
What about financial stability? Did it affect your ability to work and make money?
Yeah, it did. It
Okay.
would have, yeah.
Financial stability. All right. And do you have
Yeah.
any medical records in your possession that show the diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or confirms it?
No, they can, but the doctor can You guys can get those from the doctor. I don't have my medical records. I mean, if you need me to get them, I can get them. But I'm sure you guys, the lawyer, you guys can get them from
the lawyer
yourselves.
Will get them. The law firm could get
yeah.
them for you. All right. But you're
yeah,
confident
I don't have
exist.
Them. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
very
I am.
Good. Okay, great. And then, and when did your treatment start? You were diagnosed November 25th. How soon did they start treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The 29th.
The 29th.
The 29th and on 2021.
That'd be 11/29/2021. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. And then when they did do treatment, did they have to do a stem cell transplant?
No, they did the treatment. The treatment was they did like the immuno, yeah, like it was an immuno. I don't know how to say it. So immunotherapy.
That's right.
And painkillers.
Uh-huh.
And targeted therapy was what they did for me.
Was that when you say targeted therapy? Was that the chemotherapy?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they also do radiation treatment?
No.
Okay. Did they?
It was a chemo. Yeah.
Just a chemo.
Go ahead.
And immunotherapy.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through my IV years. Yeah.
Did they have to do?
And then
surgery?
I took pain medication.
Yeah, you mentioned.
I'm sorry.
That.
Go ahead.
Did you have any surgery to remove any cancerous tissue?
I had a biopsy and CT scan. Oh, no, I haven't. No, I didn't have any of those.
Okay, because that would be for, like, more of a diagnosis. Treatment would be
yeah.
Like, okay, all right, you know the difference.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, are you still living at the same residence?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're no longer at 115 Glendora Avenue?
No, I'm not. I'm not
okay.
there. I'm no longer
and
there.
Can you share with me your current address, please?
It is 3328... East Lafayette Street, Stockton, California, 95205.
Now, is that a house?
Yes, it's a house.
Okay, no unit number?
No.
Okay, so just let me, I'll confirm that the address is 3328 East Lafayette Street, that's Stockton, California, 95205?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, the law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only
okay.
contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like
okay.
to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I would put my significant other. Yes, he lives with me.
Okay.
You want his phone number?
Yeah, please.
Okay, it's 609-605-1623.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? Let's say, I'm sorry. Let's put my sister because,
oh, okay.
you know,
sure.
he works, so he doesn't really answer his phone a lot. My
and
sister will answer her phone for sure.
Does your sister live with you?
Yes, she does.
She does. Okay. Sister lives with you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is her name, first of all? Let me ask you that.
Talena, T-A-L-E-N-A.
C-A-L-E-N-A. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
last name?
Harvey.
Is that H-A-R-V-E-Y?
Yeah, she's...
Okay.
It's her married name.
That's fine. Talena Harvey. And her phone number, please.
It's 925-219-7985.
Okay, great. And we do have permission to contact her if necessary?
Yes. If
okay.
you guys cannot get a hold of me, yes, that's fine.
Very good. That's the whole purpose. All right. Okay, so you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The law firm
mm-hmm.
is interested in taking your case. Even though you're about to sign the authorization for legal representation as well as an authorization to release medical records, keep in mind they won't officially take the case until they first hear from you. It's a quick call,
okay.
not like our call, but it's a very quick one. They just want to confirm that you did use Roundup. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then they will get explicit permission to go ahead and submit the request for medical records that you and I had signed together. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay,
yes,
perfect.
It makes sense.
That call should occur between the next 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes it takes longer. It could take up to 5 or 10 business days. If that's the
mm-hmm.
case, if it takes longer than 2 weeks, pick up the phone and call me. I'll text you my name and my phone number. Okay.
Okay.
Now, before I send out the paperwork for you to sign, I do want to make sure I have everything correct. Regrettably,
okay.
Raina, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That diagnosis was November 25th, 2021. use Roundup as in a home setting. Let's see here. I've confirmed the spelling of your first name, R-A-I-N-A. I've confirmed your last name, Armenta, A-R-M-E-N-T-A. Middle initial L, by the way. I've confirmed your social, your date of birth. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number. We've gathered your medical information that's important for the law firm, who the doctor diagnosed you, who treated you, that's one and the same, and what hospital you were treated at. Everything looks good. In a few moments, I'll be sending you a text message with the link to the forms to sign.
Okay.
Have you ever done DocuSign before?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Okay.
When you get that link, that text message with a link to the DocuSign, you're going to click on that link, and then it's going to ask for you to agree to SMS messages. And then you'll see something to the effect of, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name right below that, John Maurer. And then right below that, you'll see a box that you'll need to place a check mark. And that's going to go to agree to electronic records and signatures.
So you want me to open the link, right?
Yes, correct. You're going to click on the link first. Yeah.
Okay.
Agree to SMS messages.
Okay. It's opening. Continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Agree. And continue. Sorry, my internet's slow.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Okay, so go. What do I do now?
So what are you looking at? So you should see, please review and act on these documents. You should have seen John Maurer.
Yeah, I want to sign. So I press the little sign, the little orange or yellow button.
Yeah, follow the yellow navigation buttons, which will take you to each part on the page that requires either a signature or initial.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know how to do that.
Oh, you know how to do that? Okay, perfect. It just hit next, and that'll take you to the next place on a page that needs a signature or initial.
Okay, this one. Just sign all the ones that say sign, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And again, what you're signing is the authorization for legal representation. You're allowing the law firm to represent you. Even though you're signing it, they still have yet to verify, speak to you first. But this will have it prepared in advance for them. And then you're signing a request for medical records that authorizes the law firm to request medical records on your behalf.
Okay. It says you're done signing.
You're all finished? Okay, let me take a look at that. Yeah. One moment, please.
I'm pretty quick.
Yeah, you are. I can tell. Give me one moment. I appreciate that, too.
Okay, no problem.
If necessary. So. Yes, Raina, yes. I see that you have completed it. Okay, this is what I'm going to do next, okay? I'm going to send you a text message from my office number. This is my direct line, okay?
Okay.
Because I'd like you to always know who is the person that helped you sign up for the Roundup lawsuit.
Okay,
and
that was you, right?
Yeah, that's me, John Maurer. And if by chance you don't get that call from the law firm after 2 weeks, you want to call me, okay? Let me know.
Okay. John Maurer.
I'm going to text you in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I just sent you a text message from my phone number, my office number.
Okay, let me see if I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you one more text.
Okay. Okay, I got that one. Wait, let me see. I'm talking to you on my phone, and I'm looking at my messages on my watch, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I got, wait, no. This is, hi, Raina. This is John.
Yeah, you got that text. I'm going to send you one more text.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I just sent you a text, which is really just serves as a reminder that you're on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Well, guess what, Raina? You and I are finished, but you're not completely finished. Don't forget you have that final step, which is the case verification call that should occur within the next 24 to 48 hours. I do
Okay.
want to, before we end the call, I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit so you can hopefully receive a settlement for compensation for damages. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The very fact that you use Roundup and unknowingly were being exposed to a chemical that develops non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And
I want to thank you for all your help and support.
it's my pleasure. I know these are really difficult circumstances that brings potential clients like yourself and I together, but I know
Yeah.
you're in good hands. The law firm that is interested in speaking to you is an excellent firm. They're reputable. They have experience litigating cases like this, and they provide great service. And so if you have no other questions, Raina, I want to wish you a good rest of the day and a good rest of the week, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you for all your help.
You're very welcome. You take care, okay? And
You too,
bye.
hon.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.